Friends, sisters and brothers in Christ, let's cross over to the other side. Yes, indeed, we need to go. We need to leave many things behind, things that are no longer helpful to us as we strive to live according to God's call. We have had great days on this side of the lake. Through the United Methodist Church, people have come to faith and followed Christ. Lives were transformed, communities healed. And it still happens today, thanks be to God. But we have to admit, times are changing. Most of our neighbors no longer give importance to what we are doing. They do not enter our church buildings. Okay, we are learners. We force each other, let's go out. But even if we dare to do so, we do not speak the language of the people whom we meet. Our dominant culture is the culture of white middle class. But the white middle class is not the growing part of the population in your country here in the United States. And the middle class is not the growing part of the population in this place of the world where I come from, Germany. Western culture influences us there as it does here. We have to cross over to the other side. Change is needed. I know we agree. We also sense that we need to accept change in order to regain our identity. We Methodists started as a mission movement. We have to spread holiness, personal holiness, and social holiness throughout the nations. This is why we are here. We agree. But how is this possible? We have to become relevant to the cultures in our neighborhoods. We have some ideas how that might happen. But at the same hand side, and at the same time, we are afraid. It is risky to leave the shores where we are comfortable. In order to go to the other side, we need to enter a boat. A boat small like a nutshell. Going on a big cruise liner would be nicer, would be less dangerous. But the United Methodist Church has to relearn to be a movement. And small boats move with more flexibility, obviously. However, there are no life vests under the seats. There are no paragraphs in a handbook called Book of Discipline to help us make sure that we do things right. It is just on us. On us, a group of diverse disciples. We are in that boat, we and Jesus. So let us take the risk and let us start the trip. Everything is fine at the beginning. We are becoming more confident. It's not so bad. Yes, it's not really comfortable in this small boat, but it's a nice trip, it's an adventure. Even as it gets dark, as we move into the evening, we move forward. But all of a sudden, storms come up. Even those who are experienced in change do not know how to act. We are scared, scared to death. Will we survive? Will the United Methodist Church survive? What are we doing in stormy times? Very often we, as diligent United Methodists, try harder to withstand the storm. We work more and more. Friends, I wish we would act like the disciples. They, after many efforts to paddle harder, remember that Jesus is with them. Interestingly enough, Jesus is not panicking. Interestingly enough, Jesus is not working hard to sustain in the storm. Jesus is quiet. Yes, he even sleeps soundly, as if nothing were happening. The disciples are upset. They have no idea that Jesus could be right, and they could be wrong. Perhaps there is no reason to be afraid, because of the one big reason. And the one big reason is that we trust in the one who is with us in the boat, the one who seems to trust in us, the disciples. The one big reason is that we trust the best of all. The best of all, God is with us. God is with us. The disciples remember Jesus and cry out to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are drowning? Don't you care?" What a prayer. I wish we could dare to pray that way, that we are in such a state of fear is a spiritual matter. And as spiritual leaders, we not only need to ask one another how to do things better, and we need to stop blaming one another. If the bishops were more faithful, if the agencies would develop better programs, if pastors had the right theology, if lay people would commit themselves to the ministry of the laity. Yes, all of us are called to do things differently and to sometimes do things better. But beyond all we might do, beyond all we might perhaps even do better, we must remember that we are the Church of Christ. It is Jesus who calls us to be in the boat called the United Methodist Church, part of the boat of the Church Universal, the Church of Jesus Christ. We have to remember who we are. We are the Church of Christ. And because it is Jesus on whom we depend, we could ask him, "Jesus, do you not care? Jesus, do you not care?" Not every case will bring us as prompt and as awesome of an answer as we see in the biblical passage we are reflecting on. Mark tells us, and we just heard it in such a wonderful way, that Jesus stood up. No, he did not fear to fall out of the little nutshell of boat. He stood up and he simply said, "Peace. Shalom, be still." Those of us who have a little dog might speak to our little dog with such words, "Shut up, be be quiet. This is how Jesus acts in the storm. What authority? What authority? Even the wind and the waves calm down when Jesus stands up to speak his words, peace. Be still. Through Jesus' words, the sea calmed down. And then it was just quiet. No noise. Just a quiet, nicely water. What a difference. Friends, we would expect that this would be the end of the story. It would be the ideal end, the happy end. And we would go forward and we would know how to continue. We would just pray and miracles would happen. And we would be sustained in the frightening changes we experience. But the story continues. Jesus talks to his disciples, and Jesus talks to us. Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet? Don't you have faith yet? What a question. The disciples approached Jesus. Wasn't that faith? Yes, it was. But faith is more than that. Faith is more than praying and hoping that Jesus will calm the storms so that our discipleship will be like a trip on a cruise liner, luxury, comfortable, nice, as we are used to it, instead of a trip in a tiny little boat. No, struggling with the waves in the little boat is our call. This is the image for the church. Jesus urges us to have faith even when we are struggling with a storm. We are called to leave comfort zones. We are called to move on without the easy solutions. We are called to deal with the questions and even to see where the questions are that people ask in our time, in our neighborhood, in our surroundings, those from the cultures we even understand, don't understand their languages. Jesus trusts us that we will make our way through that storm, that we will sustain in all of this. Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet? Listen to John Wesley's words. Give me 100 men, and I would like to add, or women, who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen, clergywomen or laywomen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. 100 men and women. We are, I don't know how many, but more than 100 for sure in this room here. We are more than 12 million men and women throughout our connection in all the parts of the world where congregations are existing. What would happen if we would fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God? We for sure would no longer fear change. We would no longer fear decline. We would no longer fear losing our power, our possessions, our theological convictions, or anything else we might wish to defend because we think it is needed in order to save the Church of Christ. What would happen if we would desire nothing but God and therefore be free to reach out to God's people all over the earth, wherever we are, with curiosity, with love, with care, with the expectation that God is already there? What would happen if we would work hand in hand, embrace our diversity, learn from each other, and support each other so that we are enabled to adapt to change? What if we had faith? Faith in God and trust in one another? I believe we would start to imagine great things and even see great things happening. But how to increase in faith? How do we increase our trust? Trust in Jesus and trust in the Jesus who abides with those who may not be our favorite companions in the small little boat called the United Methodist Church? It becomes scary again, doesn't it? Faith and trust are nothing we can produce by ourselves. But wait a minute. What if Jesus offers us faith and trust? This is exactly what Jesus is doing. He offers himself to us. And as soon as we allow Jesus to be born in us, we will become renewed children of God. The faith, which is a gift of God, even if it comes as small as a grain of mustard seed, will transform our lives from fear to hope, from greed to mercy, from selfishness to love. There are many examples where I see this transformation already happening. I could tell the story of a small congregation in the northern part of Germany which overcame the fear to die because the love to the needy became so strong. We are a healing community in a troubled city. This is how this small congregation describes its mission. We are a healing community in a troubled city. And when I spoke with a lady in a wheelchair who joined this United Methodist Church 1 year ago, even though there is no wheelchair ramp to overcome the stairs at the entrance door, I learned what attracts her. It is the love of the people. It is the caring community, not the wonderful church building, not the wealth of this congregation. This is one example of a transformed congregation where people learn what discipleship means by helping each other to live into the Christian faith. In the next couple of days, we gathered here have the unique opportunity to learn from one another how we can maneuver the boat called the United Methodist Church in stormy times. Oh yes, there are technical things which we have to learn. We have to reflect on the complexity of the world. We have to be trained how to give witness of our faith and to our faith in the 21st century. But in all of this, we have to keep in mind that we already are a mission movement. We depend on Jesus, who is with us in the boat. He encourages us to leave the shore. He gives the example how trust looks like. Trust in God and in the others. It looks like him sleeping in the boat, letting go, trusting that there is the God with us, using us, and doing his mission, the mission of God, with so many people throughout the earth. Jesus is with us in the boat. He encourages us to leave the shore. He trusts that we will make the journey through wind and waves. He offers us faith so that we can discover our purpose to make disciples. The means by which we will make disciples will be different in our many varied contexts, but the results and fruits are important. They are the same. We will be transformed people by our own, who transform the world. Let us cross over to the other side. Let us take the risk and do what we are called to do. Jesus is calling us. Jesus is trusting in us. And Jesus is with us. Amen.